When the Lord set me free from shooting drugs on December 17, 1971, at the age of 16, I was really set free. Totally free. I never put a needle in my arm again after that night. 2 days later, I swore off all other drugs, and by God's grace, that was the end of the story. Drugs had no part in my life, and the more I walked with the Lord, the less interest I had in ever going back to my old sinful ways. Jesus really delivered me. Because of that, I could never relate to anyone who said, "I'm a recovering alcoholic," or "I'm a recovering drug addict." Not me. That is who I was. It is not who I am today. But when it comes to food, which all of us eat every day and which in many unhealthy ways was a major part of my life for the first 60 years, I consider myself a recovering food addict. Yet it is not because I'm tempted day and night or because I'm not committed to a healthy lifestyle. Actually, I'm thriving, enjoying the blessings of God, thrilled to be thin and fit, and genuinely enjoying wholesome eating. It's just that I realize that food is around us all the time, that many have started on this path and after short-term progress experienced long-term failure, and that I could fail as easily as anyone else did. There go I, but by the grace of God. And while there was no good reason for me ever to have contact with the drug world again, all of us are constantly in the food world. And since I'm constantly on the road, traveling throughout America and around the world, my attitude is like that of a recovering alcoholic who thinks to himself, "Just one sip and I could fall back." Do I believe that's the case at this stage of my life? I sure hope not, but I don't plan to find out. For me, the only way to guarantee that I don't fall back into my old, unhealthy lifestyle is to keep the door closed against it. And I mean closed, completely closed, locked and shuttered. In other words, I'm done for life with being a poor steward of my body, but I say this in deep dependence on the Lord rather than in an attitude of presumption. The longer I live a healthy, God-glorifying lifestyle, the more wonderful it is, the greater the benefits, and the easier it becomes, since the bad stuff just doesn't tempt me, and the good stuff tastes better and better. Plus, in all likelihood, if I have some of the old foods after months and months of healthy eating, I'd probably get really sick. In this book, we want to do our best to encourage you to make a radical change in your own life, sharing our own stories, since if we could make this change, anyone could. It's not because I was a glutton, although I was definitely a slave to unhealthy foods. It's not because I was totally undisciplined in my life, although in the area of fast food or sweets or non-nutritious snacks, I indulged myself daily. It's not because I didn't work out or push myself physically, although I virtually ignored the advice of my trainer who said, "Abs are made in the kitchen." My problem was that I was a food wimp with unhealthy eating habits my entire life. And so, over the years, I got heavier and heavier despite my rigorous schedule and despite really intense workouts. Little by little, my blood pressure...